Maseches Tevu'im, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav. This Mishnah is based on the principle that a kli which is broken is not susceptible to becoming tame. So the question is, what are the parameters of what's considered a broken kli? So the Mishnah says, Hakadumin ha'ashkelonim. If there are vessels that are from Ashkelon, the kadumin are a type of vessel that is made up of multiple hooks held together by a rod, and they can be used to carry items from each of the hooks. So if this vessel, which has the rod and the hooks, shenishbaru, that becomes broken, and so the rod is broken, maybe some of the hooks are broken, but it breaks, ve'an kuli shelahem kayemes, but the hook remains intact, so there is at least one hook that remains intact. Hare elu tameim. Then the Mishnah says they are still eligible. That kli, that kadumin, is eligible to become tame because it's still considered an intact kli, even though it's partially broken. The Mishnah then continues with other kelim, hamaber vehamizre vehamagov vechein masreik shel rosh. So a pitchfork or a fork that's used for winnowing, or a rake, or a head comb, a comb that's used for combing hair. Shenitla achas mishinehen ve'asa'an shel matachos. If one of their prongs is removed and it is replaced with a metal prong, Hare elu tameim. That those also, even though they're broken and repaired in a different way, then they are able to become, they are susceptible to becoming tame. V'al kulan amar Rabbi Yoshua, and Rabbi Yoshua said about all of these things, davar chadash chidshu hasofrim ve'in li ma lohashiv. This is a major innovation. I have no understanding. This is a major innovation that a kli which is broken can nonetheless become tame. A very surprising thing, and certainly in the case of these wooden tools, which are in the second part of the Mishnah, that replacing one of the prongs with a metal prong, one of the wooden prongs with a metal prong, should be enough to make it susceptible to tumah. These things are things that Rabbi Yoshua finds exceedingly surprising, but nonetheless, it's clear that that's the Tanakhama's ruling, that these are all susceptible to becoming tumah, even though the halacha would find that surprising. Mishnah Zion is discussing the case of a person who is separating Trumas Meiser from Meiser, or separating Truma from Chulin, and the way he's doing it is there's a wine pit and he's separating the Truma wine from the rest of the wine. So, Hatoremes Habor, if one is intending to separate Truma from a pit of wine, and the way he's doing that is by lowering a barrel into the pit and saying, Ve'amar Harezo Truma Almenas Shetal Shalom. And he says, everything in the barrel is going to be considered Truma, and therefore everything in the rest of the pit is going to be considered Chulin, as long as the barrel comes up without any incident. It comes up peacefully, which is to say without any incident. And what he really means is that he wants to make sure that it doesn't break on its way up, because if it breaks and he's already designated the truma, then now there's truma wine mixed in with all the chulin wine, and one has to consider the entire portion of wine in the pit to all be considered partially truma, and therefore treating it as truma. So he doesn't want that to happen. So instead, he says this barrel will become truma on condition that it comes up without any issue, without any incident. So then what he means is, the Mishnah continues, shalom min hashever umin hashvicha. It means without any issue of it breaking or spilling. Avalom min hatuma. But he's not referring to to an incident of it becoming tame on the way up. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon disagrees with the Tanakam and says, af min hatuma. A person is even referring to an incident of the barrel somehow becoming, contracting tumah, becoming tameh, and that he means to protect it even from that. And the Mishnah continues, so now what happens, nishbara? Let's say you made this designation, and then on its way up, it does break. Eina midamas. It does not create a mixture of part truma and part chulin, which it otherwise would have if you did not make this designation. So that is the halacha. It does not create that mixture. That's if it's on its way up. Ad hechan tishaver velo sidamea. How far up does it have to reach before it's considered, the process is over, and now whatever is in the barrel is considered truma, whatever is in the pit is considered chulin, and then at some point, if they become remixed again, then it must be considered a mixture of chulin and truma. But where is that point in time? The Mishnah says, "Kadesh tis galgel v'sagia labor." It's that the barrel has to reach far enough away from the pit that it can no longer roll and reach the pit. But if it could still be rolled and reach the pit, then it is still considered in the process of removing it. And therefore, if it were to spill or if it were to break, we don't have to worry about that mixture being a mixture of truma and chulin together. But if it gets further away than rolling distance from the pit, then from that point forward, whatever's in the barrel is considered truma, whatever's in the pit is considered chulin, and if they were to mix again, then they would be considered a mixture which is midama'as, which is a combination of truma and chulin. Rabbi Yossi adds a chiddush at the end of the Mishnah. He says, "Af misha haya boda'as lahasnos v'lo hisna." Even if a person who had the intention in mind to make such a condition, as he was removing the barrel of truma from the pit, and he intended to make a condition, but he neglected to do so out loud, nishbara, and then the barrel breaks, so he thinks, okay, wow, now I'm surely in trouble. The truma has mixed with the chulin. Says Rabbi Yossi, no, eina midamas, it's not a problem. It does not create a combination of truma and chulin, mipnei shehu tnai beistin, because this is a condition that beistin has made, that if you have it in mind, and even if you didn't verbally designate, then beistin stipulates that you're still covered, and even without having made the verbal designation. Salik Meseches Tvul Yom.